Acts chapter 27. After they decide, say, that we want to seal God of Italy, they hand over Paul and some other prisoner to Julius. He name was an officer in one of the regiments of the Roman army, where they call Caesar Regiment. We board one ship from Adramitium, when we ready for lift for go to a different place along the coast of Asia. So we set sail. Aristarchus was Macedonian from Thessalonica, me there with we. The next day we reach shore at Sidon. Julius me kind to Paul, so he make Paul gang and look for his friend that will live there, and so get anything where me need. We left out from there again, but because the breeze me the blow against we may have to sail close to the island of Cyprus to hide from the breeze. We cross the sea past Cilicia and Pamphylia and go and show the mirror in Cilicia. There so, the officer find one ship we come from Alexandria and we may want to sail to Italy. So he put we board. We sail slow for several days and never easy, till at last we reach the tongue of Cnidus. The breeze changed direction, so we sail down the side of the island when near Crete, where we block the breeze. We pass Cape Salmone. We stay close to the coast, but the sea may rough. Finally, we reach one place called Safe Harbor. We're never there too far from the town of Lasia. We waste a lot of time there. By that time, the Day of Atonement me done gone. Then realize that for continuing the journey me want dangerous. So Paul warned them, say,
brothers, assist that we journey from here go back will be dangerous. We could lose the cargo and the ship, and even with life.
But the officer never believed Paul at all. Instead, he believed what the captain and the owner of the boat tell him. The harbor where they me there, they never want a good place to spend the winter, none at all. So nearly everybody may agree for we put out the sea and try to reach Phoenix so we could spend the winter there. Phoenix now a harbor in a Crete, we face southwest and northwest. One light breeze from the south start to blow. And so the man may think that they could carry out their plan. So they pull up anchor and sail as close as they could along the coast of Crete. But in a no time, one strong northeast breeze like one hurricane start to blow down from the island. When it licked the ship head on, we couldn't go against it. So we give up and just make the breeze carry along. When we made the pass south of our lee island we near Kouda, we fight to secure the lifeboat. They haul it board and they fasten some rope tight round the ship to keep it together. They be afraid that they might run shore past some sandbank where they are for the coast of Libya. So they lower sail and make the breeze carry the ship. The storm continue for the pong. So the next day, they start to throw some of the cargo overboard. The third day, they throw part of the equipment for the ship overboard with them bare hand. Days upon top of days, and we not see no sun nor star. And the breeze keep on the blow hard one. By this time, we give up hope that we may want to reach where we may going safe. For days now, nobody never get nothing to eat. Paul stand up front of everybody and say,
Uno should have listened to me and not left Crete. Then we would have avoid all of this damage and all of this trouble where we got through. I beg Uno now for keep heart. Not one of Uno were dead. Only the ship were destroyed. How I know this? That because last night, what angel we call for the God where I believe in and where I worship, called to me and tell me, say, no afraid, Paul. You will have to stand up front of Caesar. Because of this, God, out of his goodness towards you, will spare the life of all of them one where they travel with you. So, Uno, take courage, all of Uno. I trust God. And so I know that what he said will happen. But the only thing, we were shipwrecked on our island.
The storm never ease up. After 14 nights now, we're dead adrift with the breeze in the Mediterranean Sea. About midnight, the seaman and me got one feeling so that they may get near to land. So then drop one line with one weight tied to it, and they find out that the water may 120 foot deep. One leave it later, then drop it again. This time, they're only 90 foot deep. When they see this, Them afraid say that the ship may wank up and rock. So then drop four anchor from the back part of the ship and then they pray for daylight come. Some of the seamen then try to escape from the ship. They lower the lifeboat in the water and pretend that then Gwango drop some more anchor at the front of the ship. But Paul tell the army officer and the soldier then,
if this seaman not stay upon board, oh no, I got no hope for save.
So the soldier then cut the rope there with whole lifeboat and let it go. Just before dawn broke, Paul begged them to eat something.
For the past 14 days, uno did already worry upon herself and uno not eat nothing. I beg uno for eat something. Car uno need it for survive. Not even one hair pound of head will last.
After Paul don't tell them that, he takes some bread. I give God thanks for it front of all of them. I broke it and start eat. When the rest see this, they start to feel better and so then start to eat too. Them about 276 of them are on board that ship. After everybody belly done full, they start to throw the sack of wheat there overboard for lighten up the ship. When they broke, the seaman they never recognize the coast where they're there. But they notice what's on the bay and then decide say that if they could, they want to run the ship aground upon that. So they cut off the anchor then, make them sink the bottom of the sea. And then loose the rope there when they tie onto the rudder then, where they steer the ship with. After that, they raise the sail there when they did at the front of the ship, so that the breeze would have blow the ship forward to the shore. But before they could reach the sandy bay, the ship hit one sandbank and run aground. The front of the ship gets stuck and couldn't move, while some big wave broke up the stern in pieces. The soldier then decide to kill all of the prisoners then to make sure that they wouldn't swim to shore and so get away. But the army officer may want to save Paul, so he stopped them. So instead he tell everybody that the one never could swim to jump overboard first and try reach shore. The rest who can't swim to jump overboard and hold on to board or anything from the ship where they float we could carry them to shore. So this is how all our reach show. Safe, safe one.